This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The commission looking into the 9/11 terrorist attacks hears today from CIA Director George Tenet and from FBI Director Robert Mueller. Yesterday, the panel took testimony from officials of both the Bush and Clinton administrations who blamed miscommunications and lack of resources for many of the problems the government encountered in trying to deal with the terrorist threat prior to the attacks. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Attorney General John Ashcroft told the commission that he's still struggling to learn the lessons of 9/11. He said since the attacks, his department has taken aggressive action to fight terrorism. He said if he'd known an attack was imminent, he would have been just as aggressive beforehand.
But the simple fact of September 11th is this. We did not know an attack was coming because for nearly a decade our government had blinded itself to its enemies. Our agents were isolated by government-imposed walls, handcuffed by government-imposed restrictions, and starved for basic information technology.
For the most part, Ashcroft blamed the previous administration. He said the FBI received inadequate funding during the Clinton years and that there was an overly strict interpretation of the legal barriers governing the sharing of intelligence. Ashcroft also responded to statements made to the commission earlier by Thomas Picard, who was acting FBI director during the summer of 2001. Picard said after he had briefed Ashcroft twice about the terrorist threat, the attorney general told him that, quote, he did not want to hear this information anymore. Ashcroft denied that this had happened.
I did never speak to him saying that I did not want to hear about terrorism. I care greatly about the safety and security of the American people.
But according to a commission report released yesterday, Picard appealed to the Attorney General for more counterterrorism funding, and Ashcroft denied the request one day before the September 11th attacks. Picard also testified yesterday, and he told the commission there were other problems that hampered the FBI's counterterrorism efforts. He said he didn't learn until the afternoon of September 11th that FBI agents in Phoenix had been concerned about foreign men taking flying lessons, and that another student pilot, Zacharias Moussaoui, had been arrested in Minnesota. Picard said he didn't receive the information sooner, even though he informed FBI field supervisors in the summer of 2001 that there was a heightened concern about terrorist attacks. Commissioner Tim Romer said the panel has found in its investigation that a lot of agents never got the word.
An experienced terrorism supervisor in the Washington office, six blocks from headquarters, six blocks away, says he was not aware of any heightened terrorist threat. His squad took no special action. What happened?
Picard said he didn't know why the message didn't get through to all the supervising agents.
I don't understand why they didn't hear it. I spoke to each of them individually, as I said, and in addition, I had the communications out to them. I don't know what more I could have done.
The commission also heard from former FBI Director Louis Freeh, who left office in June of 2001. In its staff report, the commission said the FBI took a traditional law enforcement approach to counterterrorism. The report said because of antiquated information technology, the agency didn't even know what it knew. Commission Chairman Thomas Kane said Freeh tried to reform the agency, but that those reforms had failed.
I read a staff statement as an indictment of the FBI for over a long period of time. You know, when I read things like that your 66% of your analysts weren't qualified, that you didn't have the translators necessary to do the job.
Freeh said he tried hard to devote more agency resources to fighting terrorism. He noted extensive FBI involvement in the investigation of the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa and of the 2000 attack on the USS Cole. Freeh said part of the problem was that the nation did not realize prior to 9/11 that it was at war with al-Qaeda. So intelligence and law enforcement agencies were not given the tools they needed.
Now, whether there was a political will for it or not, I guess we could debate that. But the fact of the matter is we didn't do it. And we were using grand jury subpoenas and arrest warrants to fight an enemy that was using missiles and suicide boats to attack our warships.
Freeh said his agency suffered from a lack of money and personnel. He said prior to 9/11, he had asked for about 1,900 new agents, linguists, and analysts, only to receive 76. Freeh's boss, former Attorney General Janet Reno, told the commission she agreed that the FBI could have used more resources. She said that the right hand at the FBI didn't know what the left hand was doing. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Complete audio of the 9/11 Commission hearings is at npr.org.